Good morning. Welcome to worship at St. Matthew Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Eric Trazzo. It is wonderful to have you with us. Today is the day of the celebration of the baptism of our Lord, a day that we remember Jesus' baptism, but also recall the importance of our. And so as we begin our worship today, we will give thanks for the gift of baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters. And by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and as sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Glory be to God in heaven, peace, goodwill to all the earth. Mighty God of all creation, Father of surpassing worth, we exalt you, we adore you, we lift high our thanks and praise. Saints and angels bow before you, here on earth our songs we raise.
Let us pray. Holy God, Creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It is now time for the children. Good morning, children. I'm glad that you're joining us for worship. Peace be with you. It was so good to see so many of you at the Epiphany party on Wednesday. For those that were there, you might remember, and if not, it's okay. One of the things I said is the season of Epiphany, the season of the church year that we're at now, is the season where we focus on following Jesus, of what it means to go after Jesus. Just like the wise men saw the star and they followed the brightness of the star to find Jesus, we become like the wise men and follow after Jesus and learn what it's like to be like him. And so today we celebrate that Jesus was baptized. And you're baptized. I'm baptized. In the church, we get baptized too. Did you know you were baptized? Have you ever heard stories of your baptism? Well, one of the things that we do at baptism is we have this special candle that we light at certain times of the year, and one of them is when there's a baptism. We don't have a baptism today, but we're talking about Jesus' baptism, so we light this candle. It reminds us of Jesus' light that we are to follow. And when you were baptized, there was a candle taken, and light, it was lit from this candle so that you could take it home and remember every year on the anniversary, your baptism birthday, you can light it again and remember that we follow the brightness of Jesus. That's part of the gift that God loves us and reaches out to us and calls us. And so that's part of following Jesus in this Epiphany season. So you can remember your baptism every day, and you can light candles and remember that. Amen. Thank you.
The first reading is from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and a darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord, bursts forth in lightning flashes. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord is upon the water. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord all are crying glory. The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore. O Lord, Give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
The second reading is from the book of Acts. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then Paul said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The formula is simple, but its effects are astounding. You take water, you take the Word of God, and you add the movement of the Holy Spirit, and creation happens. Water plus Word plus Spirit equals creation. A simple formula. In the beginning, the Spirit moved over the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." Creation occurs. Water, Word, Spirit. Jesus comes out of the water, and the heavens are torn apart, and the Spirit descends, and the new creation in Christ is announced. Paul baptizes the disciples in Ephesus in the name of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit moves over them, creating new gifts and abilities. Water plus Word plus Spirit equals creation. When you were baptized, that same formula applied. The water was poured, the promise of Christ was proclaimed, and the Holy Spirit moved over your heart. Water plus Word plus Holy Spirit What does that equal? Creation. Something new was created in you. You were born anew, made new, renewed. Whether you were 2 months old or 95 years old when that happened, creation occurs in you at that baptismal font. It is this new creation that we celebrate again and again, that we give thanks for today at the beginning of our service, that we affirm in our confirmation, that we give thanks for daily in remembering our baptism. God makes us new, God creates in us, and God creates through us. So what does this new creation look like? How can we tell that something happens? It doesn't seem like anything magical happens, any kind of special act of creating when we have a baptism here. It's not like I imagine Genesis 1 at the beginning and day and light, day and night are appear and the world comes into being. So what do we mean creation happens? Well, since we can't see that creation occur, it's occurring in our hearts. So our baptismal service gives us an image of what this new creation looks like, of what sets us apart as a new creation as opposed to the old creation that was there. In our baptismal service, those being baptized or their parents are given a charge. Proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world that God has made, and work for justice and peace. That's a promise made going into the baptism each and every time, and an image of what new creation looks like. Proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God has made, and work for justice and peace. And that's not all. After that, the person being baptized or their parents are called to renounce the devil, the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw us from God. If God is by nature the creator, the one who brings forth creation through word and spirit and water, the one who brings forth new creation in us, then these are the forces which oppose creation. The devil, the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw us from God. These oppose creation. So in other words, they are the forces of destruction. And so in our baptismal service, this is quite literally an exorcism. That's where this comes from, is the tradition of exorcism. Now, I don't mean an exorcism like in the movies, but it is the traditional exorcism in the Lutheran Church. The exorcism is a denouncing and casting out of the forces of destruction of this world and in our lives. The devil, the defiance of God, the ways of sin. These things are opposed to God, and we can recognize them because they are things that tear down. God is the God of creation, of building up, of making new. In order to build, the forces of destruction must be cast out. And so we continue that ancient tradition of exorcism, of renouncing the destructive forces at work in us and in this world, so that God may create anew within us in our baptism. In other words, we can tell that an act of creation occurs when God moves through us to build connection, to heal rifts, to create a world of care and of peace. And this is a key point to remember as we look around us and see the forces of destruction at work in the world today. And too often these forces claim the name of God. But remember, God creates, God builds, God seeks peace, and God seeks justice for all. The forces that oppose God bring forth violence and destruction. In baptism, we renounce those ways so that God may build anew in us and through us. And so through baptism, we are called to name the forces that bring destruction and violence as being sin, to name them as being opposed to the God of creation, and to renounce the claims that they hold on our lives and in the communal life of the world. And so the images of violence that we have seen this week, too often done in the name of Christianity, we must renounce such violence as being a force that defies God. We must proclaim that such tearing apart, such tearing down, that is not the way of Christ. That is not the way that our baptism calls in us. Months ago, well before any of the events of this week could have been anticipated, the topic for the adult forum today was chosen to discuss anti-racism. One slice of the chaos that we saw this week was the destructive force of racism, known through its related ideologies of white supremacy and Christian nationalism. This is a theological issue, a force of destruction that we are called to cast out. And the visibility of those acting destructively in Christ's name this week highlights the continued importance of discussing this topic, of it being central to our life as church, to our baptismal calling. The ELCA, along with the bulk of churches of the world, has stated and reaffirmed that racism is a sin. It is a force of destruction that is to be renounced. Further, theological justification of racism is a heresy. Now, I've never used that word heresy in a sermon before because I do not treat it lightly. I study these things and know very specifically what counts, and it is a heresy. Any theological attempt to justify racism is a wrong teaching. It goes against the teaching of the church. We can discuss and disagree about how racism is manifested and functions in the world, how best to address it, or any number of other questions of practice and policy, both in the church and society. And we have a range of sensibilities and understandings of those issues in this congregation. I welcome difference and open discussion on those matters. But theologically, it starts from an acknowledgement that racism is real and that it is a sin. That's not negotiable. That's church teaching. So let me say this more clearly. There are a variety of views in this congregation of what constitutes racism, whether it's systemic racism or whether racism is strictly a personal matter. As long as we start from a point that racism is a real thing, that it is sinful, and it is to be renounced, then we can discuss together and learn from one another these different viewpoints and what one another is saying and trying to express. In the same way, there are a variety of views in this congregation about movements like Black Lives Matter. As long as we start from the point that racism is real, it is sinful, and it is to be renounced, it is within the realm of church teaching to debate, discuss, and disagree on whether that particular approach or any particular movement should be supported or not. But disagreement on those particulars cannot lead to inaction. It is a baptismal calling to actively renounce and exorcise the sin of racism. And to be clear, this is not a new teaching. It was, for example, an agreed-upon principle in the founding of the World Council of Churches in 1948, and I could gladly go through the long history of this discussion. Now, in the broad sense, the church has not been consistent and does not have a strong record on the teachings of racism, but it's not a new topic. And so we can, we should, we will have conversation, including today, about anti-racism, of what it means to be against racism, because that is part of the exorcism that we have in our baptism. It is the calling that we are called to. To be anti-racist is foundational to our baptismal identity, even as it is challenging to discuss exactly what that means in practice. It is part of the new creation that God works in us. To be anti-racist is to take seriously the ways that racism does function around us, to look closely at what builds up and what tears down lives and relationships and our own spiritual well-being. It is part of the new life created in us in baptism. It is the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives, calling us forth into the world, claimed by grace and renewed by the Spirit. Water plus word plus Holy Spirit equals creation. Water plus word plus Holy Spirit equals new creation in us. And so may God create anew in us each and every day a new and right spirit. May God use us to create healing in this world that is so clearly divided. May God give us the strength to renounce all of the forces of destruction and to be witnesses to the way of peace in a world so fractured. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the God of creation. Amen.
Children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Come on and wade in the healing water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. See that host all dressed in white. God's gonna trouble the water. The leader looks like the Israelite. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. See that band all dressed in red. God's gonna trouble the water. Looks like the band that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Look over yonder, what do you see? God's gonna trouble the water. The Holy Ghost a coming down on me. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. If you don't believe I've been redeemed, God's gonna trouble the water. Just follow me down to Jordan stream, because God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble. God's gonna trouble. God's gonna trouble the water. Trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Amen.
Let us now join together using the Nicene Creed to confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. We especially lift up those who dedicate their lives to the service and benefit of others, especially medical professionals, first responders, members of the military, missionaries, and other ministers of the gospel, those who work for justice and peace, and teachers. We give thanks for your baptismal calling to each of us, and pray for your guidance in living out that calling as faithful disciples.
For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that guided by the Holy Spirit, they proclaim the forgiveness of sins, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
For wilderness and water, wind and wild beasts, and all living things on earth, that God's goodness is revealed through creation and faithful stewards' care for all God has made. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of the world and their leaders, for laborers busy both day and night, and for peacemakers amid strife, especially the division in our country in this turbulent time, that God may inspire all people to use their strength wisely. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and those who provide medical care, for the imprisoned and those who show them mercy, for the lonely and those who provide companionship, for all who suffer, for Mike B., Denise, Skip, Ali and Jerry, Tom Campbell, Lorraine Horton, for the family of Ann Otto, and for the family of Mike Meany, that God shower compassion upon them. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For the congregation scattered physically, but gathered together here virtually, for students returning to school in person and remotely, for those seeking renewal in their daily work, that all the beloved of God experience grace and peace. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are lonely, isolated, or homebound, we pray for all of those who need to sense your presence with them, especially Nancy Beth, Dallas, Marge, Karen, Paul, John, Janet, Avis, Alexis, Dave, Chris, Elise, Patricia, and Willie. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
For all members of this congregation, we give thanks for their faithful presence among us and for the gifts that they share today. Today we pray especially for Wayne and Jeannie, Ricardo and Marianne, Viviana, Isabella and Ricardo, Pam, Bill and Karen, Rosella and Liesl, Jennifer, Noah and Joseph. Bless them and protect them. Help them to know your continual presence in their lives. and lift them up through the bonds of Christian fellowship through this congregation. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for the faithful departed who now rest from their labors, especially Ann Otto, that their witness inspire us in our baptismal vocations. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
with you.
Let us share signs of that peace.
Peace.
Peace with you.
Peace. God's peace, and welcome to live stream worship from St. Matthew Lutheran Church, problematic as it may be at times. You know, a long time ago, someone told me, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape. And I try to remember that. So thank you for your flexibility. We hope you find worship service to be a meaningful experience. For our third grade families, virtual First Communion instruction begins this morning at 11:15 with Pastor Eric. And we also resume our virtual Sunday school with Camp Crossroads today. That's also at 11:15. Tomorrow evening, January 11th at 7 p.m., we're having a Zoom ministry meeting night. All leaders and team members are encouraged to participate. It'll be our first experience managing the whole group using breakout rooms. Sounds exciting. And a reminder to our 7th and 8th grade confirmation students and families, remember to shop and drop off your baby bags for our Discovery Day project on Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. Drop bags off Monday, January 18th by 10 a.m. here at St. Matt's, so that gives you one more week to shop. Now, looking ahead, mark your calendars for February 7th, Super Bowl Sunday. But more importantly, it's also the day we're having our virtual annual meeting when our 2021 budget will be on the agenda for your approval vote. That's 12:30 p.m. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The God of all grace bless you, now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.